We are on our fifth day speaking like this, taking the 5 minutes summer break. If you see other people while you are making presentations, thinking too deep. Don't think they are thinking, they are just thinking too deep. And it is precisely because we are both trying to change me. The critical thing that we are here to do is to make an analysis of the budget that we are given, how we have been able to utilize the budget, that we also make recommendations to Parliament as to what are the policies or legislation that could be changed if need be, but to also make review of necessary things if there is a need for us to be able to make a review if comes to a push, if we are supposed to. We have already met with yourself, the board, chairperson, and other members of the board. We are aware of your strategic function, which is a very, very critical function. One of the things that we have said to those who came before you is that we would like to hear going forward as to how you will be able to create jobs, as to how we should be able to make an impact in the lives of our people, particularly using the National Development Plan as a living dynamic job manager. That actually brought me the vision of a people, the vision which says that we need to create a democratic society. We need to better the lives of our people. How do we make sure that we drive policy using this giving dynamic document? But at the same time, we our anticipation is that as you are creating jobs, you should be able to skill and capacitate our communities. Education is at the center of the NDP. As you study eradicating poverty, we are of the expectation that a number of things that our communities may not be aligned to, there will be a no. Obviously, there's a number of acts that you are utilizing in your line of duty. We should be able to start empowering our communities about what your role in the society is all about and how can we be able to also enrich your scope of work as you are doing your work. I've got Honorable Musinga at the extreme end. Next to him is Honorable Edgy Freitas. Honorable Mabika is seated right here next to me. Just a little picture of Honorable Mabika here. I'm scared of my time. Honorable Bishiro, Honorable Kadere, Honorable Shibande, Honorable Mulauti, Honorable Shikole, and Honorable Ramat Akana. We are almost a full batch today to show how she has changed what we're doing. There's apologies of Honorable Kevo and Honorable Peter, who are held up. As a periphery there, we've got the staff that is working with us and the staff as it goes, including the EDGs from the Department of Transport. Probably the media may still be here. That is the component of this whole chief yesterday. I'm not going to be wasting your time. I will request the leader of the team to take your podium and be able to take us through the presentation. We were pushing to do it in 30 minutes at advocate, and they will take the other 45 minutes on our side to keep our work forward to us. Right on, brother.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, honorable members of the committee. Chair, I do believe you bring some memories which drive on grammar. I'm not too sure if that is happening, but let me ask you some issues about this.
There is no
issue. Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity. Many of this opportunity led to increasing the part of our dedication to the honorable committee. On my left hand side, we have the acting CFO, the other member. I'm a constituency, I am the CEO. We have the district director Martins, who is second from the department and acting CEO within the RTMC. We have a CDC amongst us, who is within the subsidy. Say, by no means are we bringing Hollywood into the global community. Yes, I think so, but we're not in Hollywood. This is a transition to a permanent change. So the presentation that we presented today should be seen by the particular community in comments. The actual countries that received this report against which will be evaluated. Allow me to share the scenario and the environment that existed during the period of 2013-2014. It was a period of uncertainty. The period where the decision was taken to close down RTHC, and while everybody was writing up, preparing for the eventuality, a decision was taken to resuscitate RTHC. So we had the period of 6 months, which was a state of emergency. And indeed, that state also has its own consequences. The consequences of that situation find expression within ambassadors, the findings of the President. One, it will be very clear that this institution had a pandemic problem. Precisely on the fact that in a state of confusion and in a state of mystery, certain things happened. And that is also find expression within the leadership and the corporation. Third, it will also be evident that within the findings of the audit agenda, one of the key components lies within the assets of the institution. I will, at an appropriate time, elaborate on those key issues. But at the very same time, you then have situations that deal with the performance of the institution. There's a basic document given at that time. I don't believe that people exercise their own rights. It was just one of the documents that was submitted. Evaluating on our own is never combined with a smart response. The objectives as well as the key preparation of the treatment could not be measured, and also the performance could not be verified, simply because we are operating with the state of the machine. At the very same time, sir, I want to remove this presentation with what contains within the legal framework, the completing mandate within the mandate of our school. But in doing so, one takes always from the normal document that this government has ever put before the table, the National Development Plan. It is the responsibility of this institution to ensure, amongst others, that we can maintain poverty, but prioritize education, skills development, without which we will never have a better life. But within our mandate of giving the responsibility to ensure that we create a safe environment, in particular on our roads, so as to ensure that South Africa can be one of the better places to be. Having given that information, allow me then to go through the presentation, so that this presentation is against the background of what I have presented. Chair, I want to go over the committee in terms of the objectives of the RTHC. But it is important to deal with the critical one, which then deals with the issue of the pooling of rural powers of entities, both at the national, provincial, and local level, to ensure that resources are used only. But let me see, to deal with the issue of coordinated cooperatives, road traffic plan, regulation. This is very important, the regulation, the coordinated and cooperative regulation associations of the local forces. We'll deal with this lesson because the gap between these understanding creates a problem in the operation, field. But amongst others, to deal with the quality of road traffic sensors, safety, security, discipline, and mobility. And I will just use the last one to regulate, strengthen, and monitor intergovernmental contracts. This strategic document that I will report that the Associated Churches is, of course, an outcome of the goals that we determined in that charter. And the goals that we determined in that charter are 4 pillars. Make road safe in South Africa, ensure effective stakeholder relations, ensure corporate challenges, provide corporate support. This is based on the approved strategic plan that has been made. So, within this scope, it then deals in terms of their staff complement. And by its own nature, the organogram that is presented in here shows the shape of volume. But there's never been a single organogram that everybody was in an action capacity. But it's also interesting that within the shell of this operation in that particular year, you had 3 of the unapproved organograms that relate to the opposite within that institution. So it depicts what the situation was at that time. What are the chances that this strategic document sees? One, and yes, we have the erosion of the public management plan, ex-international deposition, more governance, and leaders who are funded to the right. Check. In one of the key decisions and case law, they don't assume discretion that unruly was. This is not obtained in this institution. When there was no authority, the CEO became both the leader in government and the leader in the authority within the institution. In that situation, you then have the top management being fired with the media and employed with the media. And in fact, it was a situation not governed by any rules. To have somebody to be tomorrow by any other particular person. And it also beat Trump in terms of the remuneration practices that were given in that person. Internal questions. Lack of systems for internal progress. This also finds expression within the Auditor General's findings in terms of the monitoring and the systems that they put in place. But here we can take the issue of the lack of internal systems. It was not by Shakari, but in this kind of year, which is in April, that the institution was defrauded of about 8.6 million simple out of the corpus of the institution. It is not by mistake that this institution for the past financial years, 4 of them, you invested into an IT system that is not as smart, and invested more than 60 million into that process. The IT system. The highest qualification within the IT operations of that country is a personal security threat. And I'm talking about the institution that deals with the millions of health and health officers. I'm raising this simply because it's because of the immense and escape of nature that presented itself within the corporation, which was beginning to deal with the root cause measure. The low staff program, in fact, that's your own school. The history of the actual school must also be tested from the fact that actual school was founded on the principle of the part service. Because most of the staff that they had in actual school were the staff seconded by the department and subsequently referred back to the department. And that article, when that skill directed back to the department, created a problem. Business continuity. Because in terms of the business continuity, you have more. No investment that can come to the institution simply because the one that is using that does not. Stakeholder management. Check. This matter That's why there has never been a healthy relationship between the architecture, between the provinces, as well as the municipalities. Now, this kind of stress in the absence of an integrated law enforcement system, simply because nobody had the confidence in the architecture and was not with us. That's why the proliferation of the law enforcement, both at the level of the metros, at the level of the municipalities, at the level of the provinces, and the relating also to the consumer needs. Then we deal with the issue of the people, leadership, governance, system, strategic planning, and relationship. I will take this as well, simply because this aspect that relates to the media actions that are taking place within the first 3 months that have been in the institution before it happened. But I want to deal with one of the issues in relation to the people. You have no appropriate skills. In terms of the responsibilities were not matching the skills level of the employees. This skills was not adequate system. In fact, this is very fast when we talk about the IT, which is the paragraph of the IT industry. You had no IT strategy. It gave us the desire when the trust institution did not even have the system that have been put in place. So I have this matter and the weaknesses that we have identified, but what's important is the way to correct the deficiencies. And the way to correct those deficiencies is to find the stresses in the second quarter of the report, which I'm not going to touch on, but leave a certain on the first quarter. If you look in terms of the first quarter performance, out of the 30 targets that we have, 21 the levels. So basically what it says to you, in the last 7 business institution for 11 months, and not only the 2 last months, everybody who was in the institution, and most of them, were just not check collectors without any strategic objective to be in the chair of the communities. So first of all, what spoken of. So when we talk in terms of the vital crisis, this is one of the issues that we are dealing with policies that have to inform the portfolio committee and the leadership. What that means is that in terms of the strategic document and the annual report that you have, it is a chart and established law that we only investigate mega crises where 5 or more people have been killed. But you can then see that there is a gap in relation to the United to the detail of action, because we also have security into the international as well as the regional level. We need to be reporting in 2020. But we can't assume that you are investigating and you are ready to report in line and in pattern with the international community. This is the principle that we are doing. You also then only investigate issues like dealing with the high class substance and high class issues. But the fact of the matter is, one death is a death to you. So we need to investigate. Life is quite important. So this is one of the issues that we are dealing with. But one of the issues, the RPNG has become a hash card. If you look at this picture, what you notice 2 issues, which are quite high class. But if you don't look at it, you just have a helicopter view, you might need to speak a bit slower than you have. The reason why we think that this issue is to ensure that some of the people are looking at this activity as a rating card. For each and every investigation of the class, we pay about 42,000. This is 2 groups in a massive group. And this has then become a norm when most of the senior police need a police service to open this practice. So what we are doing in this process, we are now screening our own law enforcement into crash investigation, so as well that we begin to and build capacity in line with what the NGP is saying. Safety programs, these are the issues that we are dealing with within the department, and in terms of the achievements here, we are doing very well. But there is still a limitation because a country who does not invest in education of a young children, which a country is going to do. So I'm beginning to intervene even at the level of the HCD, any child level, so that we educate them on the rules and invest in that particular. Also given the issue of the rural areas to ensure that people acquire knowledge on this. But here with the rules change, there's one issue that should also be dealing with, and I think the Portfolio Committee is best to it, the reviewer of our justice system. In terms of the criminal law and the criminal procedure, which must rely on the question of the body's preference. There are cases relating to organizations after the Roman Catholic are classified as tangible homes. When there's clearly an intention, we should be there. So it's important that we should then begin to look at that aspect and ensure that our the prosecutorial aspect understands the issue of the intention in a clear manner, because people are getting away with them. And this is also important. I think we have this case in the Western Cape, it's a red prison, where somebody sentenced for a particular year and subsequently refused justice. No wonder the 15 case has been so critical. But this also reverse the case that was made in relation to the negotiation and the awareness. So, this in relation to the background of the church itself. The question that we're dealing with, we do this between church and stocks. Stock and church. But the question is, are we doing justice on the road? Because the head of that has done itself subsequently gets into an action. Let me deal with the head church. While yet, in terms of the problem that we're now developing, we now need to change traffic officers that can only be in specific focus on heavy vehicles who are doing some collaboration with the manufacturers of the head charge. Because we might not even be the traffic officer. See the details in the relation, you talk of your body joints, you talk of your steering wheels, on the road in relation to a charge that is going. And that was the issue that are coming. That was not the issue that were. The traffic colleges, what's very interesting in the law enforcement, there are 13 traffic colleges within the country. We're only one country. But it is one of those notions that we took from the process. She's one, she's all. A traffic officer must be another traffic officer. These people are not changed in any way to understand the pedagogies of the law enforcement in Russia. So we need to change that situation. And that's what we're doing here. So in terms of the national traffic police operation, this can be understood in this context. Law enforcement in the RTM was just one of those children that were born mistaken. The national traffic police were destined for cyber. When the races did not win the cyber, it became a forced child to the RTM. However, it is a child that went home when the legislation designed that the child should be home. But within that category, as much as RTMC had three CEOs in 1 year, the National Traffic Police had also three heads at that particular time, who all designed the various tasks. It was one of those that should be in the country. But what's important is the issue of the target on fashion for transfer. I want to deal with these DHCs. That is the situation of our driver license inspection cases. And that's where the major fraud is taking place. Until the function has been transferred to where it resides, we still have a hair business. Some of the people have found have tech business people in public service. Most of the people that work in our DHCs, none of them make less than 5,000. The one who makes 5,000 a day is a person who does not have business IG. The ones that are should are making plus or minus 25,000 a day. Tax free. 75,000 a week. 300,000 a month. That's what our tax officers are worth. This is the center of corruption. And I'm sure if you can see former traffic officers, you can shoot by their work. They walk differently from other people simply because they think I never thought that this was something for me. I thought it was. One of the chief issues that leads to the underperformance in relation to the contract information. This is the formation of the information. Here we have a problem because we have three players. The police, the professionals, and the medical. And how police information needs must be determined. One of the key weaknesses is the fact that when there is a fatality, 11 people die on the street, shots open only one door. And the number that we reach in relation to the daughter that has opened the cult of Bobshire does not have the number of the fatalities that we have in mind. And that's also what we can some of the key issues that we should be dealing with. It is no wonder when we see some of the people that are publishing hate speech inaccurately, simply because there is no manner in which we can validate it. So this is one of the questions that we are hearing. The letter dealt with the key issues that relate to the financial management of the corporation and the integrity. It is very clear that 118 million was spent in terms of the budget, equal to 20% was spent on employees. The charge of the accommodation accounts for 60 million. Why? Simply because the routes the National Traffic Police are deployed throughout the country. And as we deploy them throughout the country, you have to accommodate them for traveling and accommodation. It is this notion that we're beginning to see. We're changing the issue of the National Traffic Police. They must be located in each and every province to avoid this cost. This cost can be invested in many more, and we can employ more law enforcement with this amount of money that we spend on traveling and accommodation. The operating chair, the evolution of the historical issue in the country. We are one of those people that hire the building that pay about 1 million a month. But what is interesting about this piece? When this piece was entered into, the same day the lease was signed, it has also extended for another 5 years. We are sharing the same condition. This is what was obtained in that piece. And it's no one that we're paying 10.2 million. In a residential area, where we have the law enforcement, that needs to check the drivers, they need to check the availability of their cars. And forever you have complaints from the residents, and as early as 2 o'clock in the morning, your guys are waking us up simply because they are testing the drivers and the lights before they go into the room. I'll pass the others. Chair, I'm not going to tell much on these letters because we have these issues. Shame to deal with one aspect. To deal with the issue that relates to the transactional fees. We are the recipients of the transactional fees while we are not having an expense, simply because of the mismatch of the legislation. We have our mother who showed the Netherlands, that is the National Department of Transport that are paying on our behalf, and we need the income without any expenses in relation to the transactional fees. So it is on those basis that the financial system will forever be deported simply because there is no expense or that to receive from the transactional fees. It is on this basis that we will show that in terms of the actual system, we declare a surplus of crime. But let us deal with the surplus because of the in terms of the founding legislation of the actual system, that money belongs to the shareholders. It is the shareholders that are supposed to be introduced how that money should be utilized and to be shared. In the current situation, the shareholders have made declarations and resolutions how the money should be utilized. There is no conversation between us and the shareholders. We understand what the common is here. Whoever challenges the leadership as we do in the transition. In terms of the governance, in the last year, quarter of the year, we all government structures were put into place. We had a board appointed by the shareholder appointed, but we also had a number of issues that took place. In terms of the board committees, we are starting in the evaluation committee, remuneration committee, social ethics committee, as well as the finance committee. Chairperson, I have the chair with the Auditor General's family at the opening remarks. So allow me not to deal with this because they are speaking what we do. In fact, it's as good as it as actions we were writing for our own audit findings because we're dealing with these matters and not seeing anything under the countries. But chair, allow me then to say, Chair, closely. How do you then deal with to deal with the issue of the NDP, particularly in terms of job creation? We now have an intake of about 1,000 traffic officers. Why the 1,000 traffic officers? We have changed the curriculum of the traffic officers. The curriculum of the traffic officers is now L2 level 5 and L2 level 6. It can be L2 level 4 it is used to be. So we have upped the bar. We want to ensure that
in terms of the NTP, it says we should then deal with the skills development. The traffic officers or the traffic coming should be in profession. It should not be a waiting platform where people are waiting for other comments. So we want to include those people that are committed, those people that wish to serve the country, and it's also the sanitation and the air temperature should also be scrutinized. We want also to deal with the issue of safety and security. You can never deal with those issues without the competent workforce. But we also want to deal with the issue of the eradication of poverty. Our recruitment strategy is to address in the most rural areas, because it's in the norm that people that are recruited within these factories all in from the areas of the cities. And less focus is made in terms of the rural bias. Chair, I said that in my 20 minutes that I was given, allow me to close. And this still is remembered in our ears and minds. What Solomon
has said,
I think.
Can my people that are laughing? Thank you very much. You can now start your meeting the right way. Honorable members, Sylvia, Honorable Kamataka, Honorable Mulawuzi, Honorable Tole, Honorable Kuchimba, in their life.
So thank you, Honorable Chair. And advocate for communication. I think I like the Frenchness. I like the statement of there's no debate, there's no argument with what the Auditor General suggests or can believe. Now, that aside, there has to be one area that we ended up with. Maybe we would have to get a comment from the Department of Public. This issue about the financial statement, that particular aspect, they would just get a comment on it. Because I don't quite understand what it would mean to the future. And so we need to get a clarity around what that comment would mean to the future. It is not the law, the question that you missed, that it will continue to be the first if this is not done. And if there's not been any conversation between yourself and the department itself. So I'd like to hear what they have to say about the issue. That's the second issue. The one that we speak about in terms of legislation. There's an area that will raise that there's a mismatch of the legislation. But I would have expected that to say what would constitute a package towards solving the mismatch, because as we sit here, our whole function is to make laws, is to solve out the problems of laws. So if we identify something like that, what is it that we put onto the table for the law? So kind of solution orientated problem solving, not a stating as a problem. I have a list of things I wanted to ask you about the Auditor General, but I will leave it because I think the statement, you only have to do that. But maybe what you have said in your presentation is what would constitute package of solution so that we are not able to look at it today. Because if I read the document itself, the annual report, and I page through it, it depicts the solid state of affairs. In terms of what was set out to be done and what was not to be done. So it's something that the Chair can be saying is that the sooner that is forgotten about this, it's the best for us, because it's one of the depressing ones. Earlier, you said you were very depressed.
This one ends the day with a little bit of no time. So the sooner you forget about it, it'll be better. But actually, what you have, what I haven't had, is here we are. What will then constitute the picture of men? Remember, we are already in the next step. We are the quarter X. And the quarter X will require that what we have seen in the previous year is a closed chapter. So we haven't shared all that in terms of what we need to do, but I would just leave those two comments and then say that maybe we should forget about it sooner than later.
Thank you very much. What I'm going to do is to tell you if you can just
Okay, thank you. My first question is about the road service strategy. You have a long time high in the as the previous speaker, the Ramal Karam said, you were here to make laws. Why don't you create a law? Because you can see driving is a cause of trouble in our roads. Most of the people are driving. And I will not keep fighting this issue. Because the Arab democracy said clearly, don't drive, drink and drive. But our act allows people to drink to certain percentage. Why don't you just make a law simply like most of the media and anywhere where you find the books, the act are very few because of not allowing people over time to be on the road. You can't have a measurement in any petrol store and then when you measure when you are drinking that now this is enough, you must drink like this. We have to do the metal doctor running around with some officers and sometimes in the time is fine. And those who could end up maybe be affected by the course. But what about if they don't the second question is about old traffic officers. I'm happy because you are introducing the MP level 5 as you explained before. So how are we going to do these old traffic officers to change the mentality? Because I say that you can vote on the approach. It's not to help us. It's not this the origin of the activity was to solve the fragmentation of the traffic enforcement in the country. And your approach, I think, is going there. So, how are you going to introduce this to the old traffic position on our rules in terms of incentive training and municipality? Because you can see, you don't have control of support in the country, like in the municipality, the metros, and the entire education member of the workforce in our roads. And the other question is about the shareholders. I don't understand the shareholders because the shareholders are the same people that are giving you problems that actually see. The shareholders, which have not been refreshing the actions now, if the shareholders become fresh. Now the shareholders, they come to sit in our board, the directors there in activity. But when they go back to the province, they implement their own laws, which is contrary against the activity. So if there is something you want us as a parliament to do, please write to the particular committee of the minister so that we assist this activity to survive. Lastly, I want to pose this to the Department of Transport, and unfortunately the DDG is from there. The budget that we need to actually is this. You will be thankful. The other day we had a problem. Somebody said, I'm here. So when we post questions, said, no, I'm not. So please, DOT had the mother of this entity. This entity, if it's not active, the accident on our roads are costing a lot of money. Wasted billions of money, but you find that the entity who can solve this problem is actually, but the money you are giving them, I don't think it's sufficient enough to so that they can do their job according to their plans. Can you check in your budget and give them a good chunk of money in order for them to save the people's lives from our roads. Because the rest in our roads is strategic, because we have most of our teams strategic, they are also to build up the campaign during the season because of lack of resources. We want them 24/7, 367 days on our roads with this strategy. But I can't do that if they don't have money. Then we are taking you a department. Give them the resources to implement the strategy. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. There's a problem. I appreciate the government to allow the place for people. That's the way of offering. But, Chair, I wanted to start with opinion. Because I do understand the lack of opinion, but there are not the jokes of the matter. Some are very, very simple. I don't know how can you
I would like to ask a question firstly on the issue that we ended up having the presentation on, in particular based on the past. There is an indication of a drop in the amount of staff from 2013-14 going, or from 12-13 going on to 13-14. In fact, a drop of 44. Yet when I look on your page 18, where you offered a statement of financial performance in the last year's and expenditure, I actually see an increase in staff integration of the 8%. Was the tax sliced differently, or how did that come down? Then on the annual report, in the form of the book, I do recognize that the slide sheet mentions that we just have a board for 3/4 of the year, and I do recognize the fact that we want to move on. So asking more questions about this might be like asking a pregnant woman how many children she's done, so it's not my intention to irritate her at this point. Yet on point number 5, Board of Directors. It mentions that the last meeting was in December 2010, and then the board was only functioning again on the 4th of December 2013. Was there no other meetings then beyond 2010? Related to that question, the partner appointment of new board, and in terms of the prescriptions in the Act, were these new board members listed, shortlisted, and advertised in accordance with the actual Act, where it says it's club committees and it's shortlisted to the committee, etc. Then my next question is on page 109, also of the annual report, and it relates to the heading the concentrations of credit risk, and then the specific portion where the different provinces are mentioned, and the question around the significance of this and the difference between the amounts mentioned in 2013 going up to 14, where you have a lot of movement in terms of numbers between the values under 13 and 14. Then the other one, in terms of the declaration of the service, and as you mentioned, it's the shareholder's prerogative. What happens to the service, obviously, it's also, there's also a treasury requirement in the declaration and to allow it. I'm quite worried because the Act in also stipulates that the shareholders are the 19 EGs. Are they the ones that then now to handle third? You know, what would the outcome be of this, and where is the money in? Thank you, sir.
So, I'm going to tell you, I mean, I've got a lot of marks in this book, because, and it sounds what we suggest to us to see from your focus. These strategic goals are kind of all over the place. I'll just say, I'll do a few good things with lots of bad things, and that's what RG is going to try to do. We're trying to do lots of things and come up with bad things. Just anything that jumps out is, the first is that there's no real road safety program, it's not supposed to be. And if there is an effect, and a very visible way of making sure of measuring the success of such a campaign would be the death tolls and the amount of crashes. So they clearly tell us a story. Secondly, do things, don't do too much. It's trying to do things that kind of are already. There are road traffic law enforcement regulations, there is legislation, these were all in place already. And I would say that actually a lot of stuff needs to be prioritized to be done first, and a lot of other stuff has to be that we start to get reference at that vital time without trying to just worry about eating all things at once. My argument continues to be that one of the basic reasons why some court issues that the RTC should be doing is providing statistics. And you can't measure statistics, you can't see where there are no problems with statistics to be shared out. And what irritates me is really, for the year, each period, the statistics have come up with meetings with minister and marches and so forth. And there are no projects anywhere else to get the main public to get the real big thing. So I won't go through all the various problems because that should be a really sphere of art. I'll just kind of pick up the other issue that it's clear is the lack of capacity. The Auditor General's report says so. This talks about lack of controls, internal controls. I presume these are issues that this is aware of, and also it's own report very specifically on the chief to be competent. And also the set of objectives. Now, I don't know how the objectives are set up. I'm sure there's a set of objectives, you look at what resources you have, use and otherwise, and you match those objectives to that. And then you kind of, it looks, appears that the objectives set up, and then kind of later on you discover actually are these. Because that's what we call the same approach, 39, 50, and so forth. So, I mean, you should really see this kind of pattern of passion and making. And then things that it's fine to do, like, for example, I'm using fine models of roads, I'm surfacing, switching roads, and that kind of thing. Any other entities, by Shadow, for example, are doing these kind of things really. RTC needs to talk to other entities that are doing a lot of the work that they want to do, and just coordinating the information that they're ready. Then, there's just some questions right here. I see then that it seems to be in a crossroads, a kind of Australia. We're doing projects that really aren't going to have long-term big value. For example, what it calls a flagship project, or a house flagship project, is a basic thing. I don't know how this is a huge road trip, and how this is going to bring down road issues. So, I think she's proud of the national basic position to place things like something for And really, it's just, you know, it's a cliche. It detects a whole lot of nonsense, and it should be actually focusing on what's really responsible. So I'd like to comment on that. It's just, really, it's these sorts of waste of stuff. It's not anything here, baby. You want to see it. Any weird things like a sheep, I think this old minister of transport sheds up an objective, there's a stop at 2 million vehicles per month. And I'll show you now, it's a shift in the is it how that will contribute to good down budgets? And, you know, years later, 5 years later, I'm pretty gosh, of course, you can raise it to people. But taking a million vehicles is not going to bring down road vehicle tariffs and road vehicles. It's real old fashioned stuff that the government is not trying to do. I'd like to comment on that very soon, eh? I saw through the presentation as well on page 41, you talked about crash investigation. This was part of the problem, that there's certain arbitrary criteria to decide on, and on which crashes will investigate. These are really arbitrary criteria, and 5 people are more than killed. It's meaningless. So what should be done is, if it's properly running, every single road investigated and concluded. But also the outcomes are stuff that I could have written down, that I actually get a single road fatality sheet. You know, people are intoxicated, they're not following road regulations, they're using, and so it goes on. So it's not rocket science, it's just making sure that there's a position, making sure that law enforcement is enforced, all these kinds of questions. I've got some from there. And then, I don't know if somebody asked questions. I would ask about the somebody interested in about previous war and when they were elected and so forth and the whole process. So I can't find records of where this short list of process happened. And then the last point, and I'll show you there's no members of the board. And then I look at the members of the board, and there's only one person that is attending for one person who's vaguely involved in anything related to the trip. I understand that this is somebody that is, you know, legal background, that's an accountant, whatever the case is. They think for one member, everybody else has nothing to the front. And even the person that is involved with the transport, it's kind of logistics related and everything else does. And just any one of this entity is trying to speak to something about this from a board that's not competent in the field. It's not the people, it's not the right time. And I'm referring to this one. It is a very clever, well-educated people that are in the field. And I'd like to comment there, but I know it's not really as problem. This is really good. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Before I get back to you, in terms of the stakeholder committee, which actually is composed of a member of the executive council from various provinces. It is indicated in your report on page 50 that the government agreement, the role of the shareholder committee will be among others appointment of the directors. The board's overall assessment of the board's performance, looking to Parliament for the financial and socio-economic performance of the Act and the in accordance to the Act. One observation that one has made is that, especially the language, it's not happening at provincial level. I don't know if you take what is happening at provincial level and report. Which my assumption is just like the police service operating and many other, including the auditor general, they report at national level but also report at provincial level, and their reports get documented into the AC of Parliament at particular level. The overall assessment of the board performance is one other thing which I don't know the role that members of the executive are playing in terms of the overall assessment of members of the board, which I can show. if these members of the committee are able to understand the critical role that they are making, for sure, will assist us in this stance. And let me leave here that I think most of the things have been spoken to by my colleagues here. Back to yourself, Advocate.
Very short. Chair, there's only school you have an extra. I'm with a simple and I will reach that. I would just like a man who's a coward. Nobody when the house is under a chair and the shark is not like you always wait up and wait your wife up and approach the door, when you get to the door, you open the door and she needs stress. So I'm not in that situation. I'm happy with the situation at least from the stand. So the issue of correct observation that the annual report and the project of the provincial legislature has never happened. It will be the first time that the annual report has tabled here will be tabled for the provincial legislature. The shareholders are taking that decision and they've got a reason why it has never tabled before the provincial legislature. There was the fact that the relationship with the actual chief has never existed. The relevant government structures and the oversight responsibility was related to the international. But what happened with that? It's simply because we looked into the new strategic document. It's now saying that the actual assets for these activities. So that you can also impact the report and the provincial relationships simply because you can't be able to negotiate at the national level, where everything is ahead and ahead into the provision. That's one of the causes of honorable members, in relation to the skills, the collective wisdom that the boss has here, we will know from the boss, but having worked with the boss, this is kind of amazing, but this is kind of best part of the Lord is here. It might be proper that he has two of the board members arise from the law enforcement aspect, but the collective wisdom of those that also arise from the real perspective, other than the individual rights without the qualification, have acquired a lot of knowledge and wisdom in relation to law enforcement and that. The issue of the flagship project, perhaps it will be conscious that the transcript, the committee must be invited, particularly in the student phase. It's so amazing of the wealth of knowledge that these young kids have and the research that they make that can influence our thinking as the law. And one of the issues that we are dealing with, we should never be under an illusion that we can invest in dealing with the law enforcement without education and changing the mindset. The problem in South Africa is not anything, it's the mindset and the attitude. And that's why we need to invest in deal and change that attitude. You will not change that attitude without taking on board the young generation and the young people. If you look at the analysis of all the road classes that have been conducted, every road class is preceded by the a type of offense. Either overtaking the barrier line or overtaking a family or people that are drinking. But it's very specific the level of number of people that have caused accidents under the influence of people. It's much different as opposed to people that are overtaking the barrier lines, people that are driving on roadworthy vehicles. And also what is important when we deal with this thing, we must look at the time of these accidents. Most of these accidents happen either before 7 o'clock in the morning and after 8 o'clock in the evening. And in a common phenomenon in South Africa, all law enforcement are employed on grid as hard service. They work 8 to 4. So during those times there's not any law enforcement. It is on those reasons that we're now saying that we need to integrate the law enforcement and set same norms and standards that relate to the lawyers. Check the analysis that you have now done, most of these issues that I'm talking about, you talk of the involved better that was transporting explosive substances. It happened in the early hours of the morning. Everybody knows that there are no traffic officers during the day or during the evening. After 6 o'clock, all is off the road, and that's why this is happening. And this is what Patron found in terms of the issues. We have agreed in terms of the main dimension that relates to the issue of our performance indicators. The issue of the relationship. What I'm talking about when we relate to the relationship, we're talking about the basis issues. Then we deal with the language. It's common cause that all entities that belong to type of deal with routine. But the question is, how do we deal with routine? Is that an individualistic approach or a concerted and consolidated approach that seeks to deal with the routine and the problem issues? The legislation that I'm also talking about is in relation to your law enforcement. We hire them under different conditions. And it happens if we're not integrated and similar like that, that's where this is why it is not necessary. Let me get this one. We've done an analysis of some of the provincial, of the municipalities and metros. Some of the subcontractors were hired at the provincial government for serious offenses, but they are employed at the metros or at the municipalities. So we are recycling the old and potatoes into other aspects until the legislation is processed, will not be. One of the issues that is an assurance in terms of the legislation is in the institute that regulates all traffic officers. We are very happy a policy that ensures that there should be a contract that all traffic officers are affiliated to on annual basis to review their membership and subject to maintain decisions like any other, like either medical or dental contract. That one of the issues is so that then we will be able to. I know the desire is to ensure that we reduce the mortality on our roads. But until we deal with the fundamental aspect, one of the aspects that contributes to the mortality on the road are wrong drivers that we find. Most people in South Africa take their licenses using what we call the code 10. But the next moment that we have the driver's license is in the code 8, which is hazardous. This person who has the driver's license, he has never driven on the road, on the highway, the next moment is on the freeway or on the highway. The conditions under which they are trained, none is taking a license in the evening but they drive children after sunset. There are no limitations that they have. These are the issues that we should then deal with. Police can ensure that we deal with it. So I think these issues from the bottom have the issues that are raised, particularly in the number of staff working, but if you look in terms of the financial in terms of things that the 109 there's an increase, yet there is a decrease of staff. Yes, there has been a decrease of staff. But what is called the increase in terms of page 9? One is volume. People were acting in positions. You find a person that is at the level 8, acting in a position, level 14, paid at level 14. That's what I'm telling you about this. So those acting allowances compounded the cost of the financial in terms of the institution. I think at one given time, at the management level, you had 4 acting people. And that's why in the RTSC under the period under review, you also had what has never been had in the public service, deputy CFO. You have the CFO and you have the deputy CFO. But in the structure, in terms of the program approved, there's no post service in the CEO. But here, actually, there's a deputy CEO. So these issues have their own consequences in relation to the budget. You will also look at the issue of the car allowances. One of the issues was the fact that there was no regulation in terms of whether there are people that are actually in higher positions than everybody. It's as good that you then have to be cautious with those issues. You travel the pet and the leg of the country and claim 40,000 grand allowance per month. So these are the issues that you're changing that measure. You also deal with the service bonus all staff. It's a tradition. It was a tradition. The RTS was one of the institutions that was heavily paid in government. In 1 year, which is the 2010 year, it is the only institution that was heavily paid salary income. The board approved 10%, the government approved 7.5% increase, the court would pass on. This time, 10 and the 7.5 is a 7.5 salary increase within that institution. There was a problem that the question said, remember these issues happened in the absence of the board. And the department was there, I'm not sure what then just happened with the department. But you also then deal with the issue that there are an increase in terms of the actual system. I wish I should have worked for that institution, not now. The average income was 10.5%, which is not low income, but translated into the RTH. So, these are the issues that have increased as we see in terms of the financial crisis. But it's not strange. You also find everybody that gets into RTH, one of the enemy jobs was in a company structure. You employ a company secretary, pretty much move the company secretary, you appoint another company secretary when the company secretary is giving the response, and the amount of the salary is the same for a half. You appoint a CIO without standard 10, you then move the CIO and recruit another CIO with standard 10, and the salary is about 1.3, 1.4 million per annum. So those are the benefits. So these are the issues that then begins to be with the high increase. But also in the latter end of the year, it then came to the existence of the board. For the first time, we then had to go pick the board in relation to this. The surplus of the shareholders. The issue of the surplus by law and in terms of the PMA, we need to declare a surplus to the board because it says that it's a neutralized issue. That was done for the first time. Look in terms of the financial, it was never done understood in terms of the economic report. But it's understood why it was not done. It's understood simply because people did not get appreciation as to who are the shareholders and what, whether the money belongs to the shareholders or not. What has happened last year? You have a demand of legal materials that say that the money belongs to the actuaries. And I wonder where those lawyers are to the law. But nonetheless, they are lawyers. So all of them were giving the opinion that the money belongs to the actions. Actions could not have had the money because actions have an account authority which is the shareholders and the board. Much better. The money is there to them. So that's why the surplus was never clear in the previous year. It is for the first time that in that perspective, the shareholders are going to utilize the surplus. But also, the shareholders then to take decision how the surplus should be dealt with. Because within their own schemes to deal with that. As for the equipment, we are of the view. I think the reason why has people then be as well as the honorable comments might have that discussion. That the person leading to the recruitment of the board was not that proper. It's simply because there was absence of the comments. On the 2nd of August 2013, the shareholder took a decision to recruit or confirm the members of the board who had previously applied or called for new nominations. The shareholders opted to call for new nominations. And those new nominations were called for, and the process was also given before the national cabinet and the subsequent people. So there were issues. But this issue that has come up takes me back to the question that I've been asked. Some of the qualifications are easy issues that we should deal with. But let me deal with both. When the former CEO was in court, in August 2015, five loads of cars removed all documents from government institutions. Five loads of documentation left the institution. When the Bertha Kay, who was my president or director, there was no documentation in the institution. But what could this be context? To get to the constant institution, we came into the fall in January. February, the CFO resigned. No 24 hours notice, no 5 minutes notice. Resigned immediately. And I want the committee to have an appreciation of this. In the actions, we have never followed the proper recruitment process. Everyone who has been supply chain in assets and finance came as a intern. And those interns remained in the institution for more than 2 years. When the principal and relation interns met the chief for 1 month. Now the reason is simply because interns could not have any automatic challenge for promise. So whatever was done, they were acting under distance. So darkness was the disaster. But strategically, it has happened within this year. People have been dealing with security, and it has its own issue. If you look as to who is in the security, dealing with the security of the institution, you go and look into the camera. There are smart things with their chance. But the issue that then came in, that's all. Then in chapter 3, the security is much too less in their times. So but when they understand these issues, are the issues that then show is when controversial issues are taking place in documentation is present, at that time the cameras are not working. We had a similar situation this time. All the rules were done when they were taken to court by the former CEO. At the time we got papers, as I was told at 10 in the morning, none of the rules were waiting in the institution for 2 weeks. We went to the cameras, we could not see anything. When Telkom came into the building, it took Telkom a minute to correct the situation. All the wires were unplugged, but the camera could not be. So that situation is a situation that the operator had, which then is used to teach. Now it's on those basis that we are putting the corrective measures in terms of the energy. But one of the issues of the qualification that we have is related to the asset register. When the auditors were dealing with the asset register, we then ensured that we upholded all the assets. But when the auditors got to the issues that we found for them, the purpose of the meeting. Clear what was happening. We suspect him to suspend the so-called CFO, deputy CFO. When critical documentation is in there, it disappeared. But what is interesting about this condition that finds expression into the aspect, into the report? Things like the data. You go for this thing, it's the data. The same deputy CFO will never have a contract with the deputy CFO. Now when you want this documentation from human resource, he gets you get the submission, the agent. Now let me give you this. Actually, I took a decision to close down the mass. Is there any sense and a reasonable sense to employ beyond mass when they are under the view that the issue, the corporation is closing? But all those people that are talking about are appointed May and June when the CEO was going to be called in August. But we understand plenty of the patient. The issue of the old that was called the issue of the relation to the old members, traffic officer, the issue of the magistrate becomes key. But let me deal with the issue that we are dealing with in terms of the streaming service in relation to the police service. The reason is that road traffic, law enforcement is in the same colors as traffic, simply because what traffic was through in terms of the amalgamation and the measure of all the police in the old order, the TPBC, as well as the municipal police and the elections, it's what I'm getting to prove in this. It is a low basis that I'm beginning to say, let's amalgamate and everybody becomes one vote to ensure that we can respond to the issue. It is no one that we can have a position that can be issue. But one of the issues that we have identified, the reason why the issue of the whole shape of the cases is quite big. Police, when they come to the street, they take control. What type of position can they issue? Some of them can highlight their pocket book. How does it take the data? For Tuesday, when we had an accident in N14, N12, when the police came on the scene, they took control. They apprehended the person, the next moment was released at the police station. We had to fight with them to apprehend and charge this person. the question then is, what type of the statement is going to be presented before God? Because the evidence will be contaminated. It is very important, but in dealing with the root causes, some people have to specialize right in the domain and help over the domain with the investigating process. We call to competent investigation and we testify because we are the first people to come to the scene. So here's an issue that we're going to do. And I think I've advised all sharing issues that we have to deal with. If there's any issue that we have left, the team is here to deal with.
Are there other methods that the chief wants to press on for us?
DDG.
It's still the same DDG of DDG
Rose.
That's true. Thank you, Honourable Member, Senator Member. I think what I would say, people who have been working very closely to normalize the issue of under custody, we need to give them some time just to get their feet and up and running. Because they are on the right track, and we've got a very competent board now, and we've got a very competent team. I think just give them a little bit of time so that they can make it work. I think the sort of committee are also doing very well in making sure that the board is kept on its toes. And as a result of the campaign event in terms of the CEO. The CEO reports to the board, and the board also is accountable to the shareholders as well as to the shareholders for the entities and the community. So I think let's give them some time to put things together. I think they're on the right track, but that's all our decisions. Thank you.
Another
question.
Can I just make this observation? You see my work, where was you, the individual, responsible when this thing was taken out? It's good that this man advocated to you. You know, 25 years, yes, we gave him an opportunity, yes, we gave him the company. It's fine. But I'm saying, where were you when this thing happened? Why didn't you bring it to the people like this? No, they're not. I'm not saying you must answer me now. And what was the role in it? Who wants to know what was the role? And don't shift it to whoever. Yes, you know they are helping, they are doing everything. This time you are responsible and what the money is for so much time. So what should you write to this portfolio and tell us what collapsed? And why did it take this man to come and take this thing out? I actually am interested in the audit report of last financial year. Because it means this report maybe a little bit more than 2 minutes. In order to take the empire. I'm just working, and I don't think we can leave it like this. Somebody has to go to jail, everything. Consistent. Honorable Mulamuti.
How long is the president? What is the passport? And also, my wife, sometimes I'm confused that there are some people when I ask them about this, this many because in the end of the people that do it with this financial, very little people that do it with this financial. Therefore, to those who are going to be able to ask about in this case, because it's only a point to me, because you are able to accept and power us. You know, I'm going to go and set the website and let it go. But I will that was a change. That's why I said that.
Thank you. The other question which I wanted to ask you is about the rabbi, Robert and Benisky. They are changing now, they are coming with no fault basis. Which means that if you are wrong on committing, then you're still going to be a Benisky. So I think you must also ask your sister NGG about that, because it happened to most. People just go there with a wrong car, just drive reckless, knowing that they need to pay. Last week about the man administration, which was happening, this scenarios of CEO being called, being producing the files, CFO, Zani, without notice. So, on the other department, what are you doing about that amendment? Because that was the two. Human activity which is happening. Did you engage the law enforcement or the investigation teams or often everything to investigate why government papers are being moved away? There's something, we can't just move the document away. And some of the people who are still having them, abiding them in the department, nothing is happening. And we want this in writing, explain this in writing why. I will take this step. If so, if you are taking step, we need explanation. Right, thank you.
No, sir, good. I wanted to find out, and there was an issue about legislation, and there was an issue that I asked about the legislation that was mentioned. And I thought that the DG or the transport would respond to that. But maybe it could be part of the recent response, if there has to be a recent response around those issues that I've mentioned. Secondly, I don't hear a serious allegation about three vast pool of material that left the building. That's a criminal, that's a serious matter. There was any case open with the police around that issue, because there should have been a case that should have been investigated, and the material should have been prepared for documentation. Just the last thing, I don't know, but you correct me, Advocate. I saw somebody on the interview over the weekend. There's a lady from TNC. Who was speaking about this requirement of the taverns that whoever applied for opening a tavern in the township, that the TNC has a responsibility to comment on those applications. So I thought, of course, there was a new function that maybe you can explain. Is that so, that in terms of your life in such a way, that is intended to go over? Do you have the capacity to be able to do that?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
I think it would be important that we not even engage in terms of discussion, but as has been indicated by my commission, for sure you will just support what Honorable Ramat Hakam has said. But as the other cases actually, the anomalies which the advocate has just indicated to us, between the DDG and the advocate, this can be able to which actually will be able to guide us as a committee. That will be really helpful to us so that we are able to know how to take the process forward. So definitely we'll be having something in detail. As compared to when we are in our own rooms, we can be able to get the reports of the observations, the findings, recommendations, checks, and the things. If there has been any other thing that has been happened, we would appreciate that. Advocate, you can just spot that and then let's have the summer so that we can be able to close.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Somebody don't respond to it.
The issue in relation to the legalization court, what we requested the legalization court in the next provision is that when they adjudicate on any claim to the target, we requested the government to assess the input from the adjudication. Now, to the location of the targets, we are now observed that most of the targets are on the issue targets. So that input is the one that the major objection is based on how they award this. Yes, we don't have much capacity, but we respond to all of them if they to adjudicate this. For instance, in the Molotov, most of the actions that are happening in the Molotov simply because most targets are on the main group. You see in Maribor, you see in Soviet, if you just take a case and look, if all of our classical targets are on the main group, that's the reason that we want to deal with. It is not the same, and you know, each education has the same process. Thank you, Chair. But Chair, as I said, in the report that the department is going to be the department did not hold its arms. It is on those basis that the department, on the 2nd of August, based on the report that they made for observation, decided to call the CEO and the media. Thank you, Chair.
We'll get it from there.
Thank you.